CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some. You know what that means? All she needed was some. It's the worst, guys.
We're doing it again.
All she needed was some. Worst guys, we in the building. My name is Malcolm Gluley, the host of the Worst Guys. Chilling with some fancy, cool ass people, man. In the building, I have Esme Molloy. Say what up to the homies, yo, yo, yo.
Get in there.
That's Esme Molloy. And I'm also chilling with Basil Gray. What up, dog?
What's happening?
Easy living, easy chilling, man. So I'm chilling with these guys. They are a team called the Gray Area, right?
Yeah.
And they are out here on the hustle, like every one of us use there, man, trying to get our spot. Oh, snap. I just got joined by my homie, the main man, Rhea Bits with Cecilia. Get in there, dog. You on. Say what up to the homies.
What is happening, South Africa? It's R-E-H-A-B in the building.
Yo, what up, dog? What up? So good to have you here, my man. Yo, seems like you blazed it from the office, bruh. You took a run even.
Bruh, let me tell you, I've been having one hell of a week so far. You know, flew out to Bloemfontein, missed my first flight. missed my first flight. Had to pay extra to transfer.
Yeah, you know? That's mal.
On the way back, missed the flight again.
No. Do you know what you're doing? You were bopsing. I know you. That's the reason you were bopsing.
This morning, see the thing. I went to go visit a very, very special lady, my lady.
Oh, yeah?
I want to go visit a very special lady, you know, my lady. So I get down to, I get there, you know, I wake up at 6 because my flight leaves at 7:40. I'm like 6 o'clock as I'm about to get it out of bed. Next thing I hear, quickie before you leave.
Oh,
how can I turn that down? How can a guy like me turn that down?
Oh, that's a good decision, bro. That's a good decision. You deserve a clap for that. You deserve a clap. Yeah, man, but it's good to have you. I've also had a crazy week, dog. You know, I'm filming a movie, short film, Anthony's Ghost. So it's been crazy, man. This being on a set is way more hectic than you can imagine, man. We finished so late yesterday, midnight.
Where's the shooting being done?
In Pretoria. So it's cool because I have a cribs there with my mom's in Pretoria. Ate some nice mama's course, dog. You know, when your mom makes you food, you always feel good.
That's why I'm not moving out. Let me tell you something. For guys out there that are single, that are looking for a woman to love, find somebody that knows how to cook. All right, looks are secondary, my boy. Hunger will never go away.
Exactly. Looks will, but the chow never. So it's been really hectic, man. I traveled back to Joburg today from Pretoria. Going back on Friday to shoot some more scenes. So you know, we're always on the hustle, dog. We're always on the grind.
Now
we're here in Cliff Central. I hope you guys are feeling beautiful and fresh. We're about to have a dope ass show for you, as always.
Wake up.
Wake your fucking ass up, man. You're chilling with the Worst Guys. All right, so what we're gonna do is go straight into the news. You know, we all about it. Let's let you know what's happening in this city and this country and this world.
Mean ass Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra place grab young fella and extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra. Read all about it. Me and that Playboy in trouble again.
Read all about it, man. We're just coming in with some news that you guys are already onto. These Fees Must Fall protests seem like they are
never ending. Different day, man.
Bro, what's up? Tell me what you think about the Fees Must Fall protest, please.
You know what? The Fees Must Fall protest is necessary.
It's necessary,
it
guys.
It is very necessary because we're not protesting just for the sake of protesting. There's a goal here. So if the students feel like they're not being heard, then they're not being heard.
Yeah, but you don't know. Like the things that they're doing are quite intense, though.
You talk about the titties, huh? You talk about the naked protests right now. That's
titties
what you're
out at Fitz University.
Really?
That's how they're grabbing the attention, which is I don't know. Bizarre to me. I don't know what titties have to do with
it. It makes sense. I mean, for Harambe, the dicks were out.
Now for the education, the titties are out. All right, cool, cool.
What comes out for the worst guys, you know? I don't know. We'll see when they start protesting.
They're going to protest for us. Okay, Basil, tell me what you think about the Fees Must Fall protest.
I agree. I definitely think that it's necessary. I think there's a point over here.
Yeah.
But I feel like just now it's becoming extreme. Mm. Like, I was just at a friend before this who's at Vets, and she was saying people are coming like undertakers. They're kicking tear gas bottles like it's nothing.
It's like that Trevor Noah joke.
I was
joke
just about to say.
Where you throw the tear gas under the feet for the cockroaches.
I'm telling you, what they're doing. They're literally doing that. They're kicking tear gas bottles. Like, what is Vets creating? What is Vets creating?
I don't know, man. But to me, it just seems like the protests are losing their meaning because there's so many of them that happen so often. And ultimately, we need to realize that we're in South Africa and we have a long way to go before we start focusing on university education.
Yes,
the ANC promised tertiary education. How many promises has the ANC broken? Like, we need to restructure the entire regime, never mind just the education, because I think that's putting a whole lot of unnecessary pressure on the guys at the top who are trying, or should be trying at least, to start at the beginning. Basic education.
My friend Muzi Twala, him and I actually met at Wits, all right? And the whole squad, they were also discussing this. They've been listening to the podcast as well, so big shout out to them.
Yeah.
He actually made a really, really valid point. He was like, no, we can't have, you know, free education in South Africa, and especially in the economic crisis that we're going through.
Yeah.
All right, number one. Number two, it can be subsidized, but we have to find money elsewhere. All right. And then he also made the point that, listen, they want free education. Something that is free, you placing no value to it.
Yeah.
So if you want free education, then you're just saying that there's no value to education in a sense,
exactly.
Theoretically. And so now somebody must wake up in the morning, you must get washed, cares in the morning, now go teach some motherfucker who might just, you know, act a fool in class or burn some shit, what I'm saying? And not get paid for that shit.
Dog, imagine.
And not get paid.
Ultimately, my biggest gripe is that the students are going to have a big surprise when they leave university and realize that nothing in this world is free.
Dude, water falls from the sky and we pay for that shit.
Dog, 100%. Imagine. Wait, imagine. So that's the only thing. Maybe you'll get your free education, maybe you won't, but when you come out here in this big, bad world, it's going to be rough, it's going to be tough, and nobody ain't going to give you shit. Be prepared for that.
I just want to know, like, why hasn't government learned? Last year, we made the exact same mistake. They released a statement in October saying fees are going to increase. Like, why aren't you releasing it after exams? You learned your mistake last year. Release it after exams. Then none of this is going to happen. It's going to be the same, but okay, go strike, do what you got to do, just release your marks.
Exactly. Yeah. And for a long time, there were adverts, they were out to vote to go back to university, and most of them were like, hey guys, on my exams though, my mom is going to be really upset if I don't pass this year. Yeah, man.
But there's some benefits, you know, because I was talking to my lady. She was telling me that, like, a couple of the tests they've just completely revoked, and then the mark that they wrote for the previous test, it just gets, you know, doubled, and then everybody makes it to the exam. You know, the kids in the class here,
it's a holiday. These kids are actually smart. They're outplaying us. Well done, guys. I see what y'all are doing. Y'all are going for the holiday, and I think, go get your holiday. Go
free
get your
entrance
holiday.
To exams. Free education. These niggas are smart.
Nah, they got it,
these
dog.
Are some smart
they're
kids.
Getting us from the emotional place. They're going all the way there. Remember, ANC.
Remember
those promises.
Until they get into the real world and see that they actually played themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So. But yeah, man, that's what's happening. Protests still all over the country. I don't know where the end is. I don't see an end in sight. It seems like somebody's gonna have to cave in, and I don't think it's Blade and Zimande, to be honest. Like, I don't
think gives no fuck.
Dog, he just chills there, boy. He's like, listen to these.
I think this that money is actually being used for his, you know, his facelift or what. That guy needs some plastic surgery. As one ugly ass motherfucker.
Dude, before actually we carry on, I didn't even tell you, dog. Somebody tried to itch on me poor and at the taxi rank, bruh.
No, man.
This guy, I was coming from Pretoria, right, from my shoot. and I'm walking with my bag, you know, a young black pants sack, headphones blasting, you know. And they always give you a look in the taxi rank. They always scope you. They're like, oh, this guy is one of the Model C rich boy legs, but yeah. They don't know the struggle is rap. I'm like, okay, cool, I'm walking. Then this guy comes and he's like, it's Irandi, whatever. I'm like, I'm not my first. He's like, nah, yeah, boy. I'm like, yeah, this guy is going straight for a knife. I was like, nah. And then he shows me his knife in his right arm. He's like, yeah, yeah, boy. He does the classic line. I'm like, yo, bruh, this is not even for real. I'm like, and he's like, yeah, yeah, no. Got to go to Akuluma. So I'm like, how? And then he's like, yeah, cow, I'm like, ah, dog, it's not happening. And I just carried on walking straight to my taxi, and he was following me. But I was like, you, in the face of death, boy.
Though I walked the valley of the shadow of death,
I fear no evil.
Same thing happened to me, but me, because I almost look a bit colored. You know, and you know, black men are scared of colored guys. Now this guy's, hey, can't you pay what you have? I'm like, hey, bruh. And then he's like, hey. So guys are wearing the same kind of thing. Yeah. Ah, switch to colored quick. Give me, bruh.
Yeah, dude, it's hard out here in these streets, bro. Don't laugh. It's serious. But nah, I'm a man, dog. I know my shit. He could have killed me. I'm like, okay, stab me for a rand, and then now what now? I'm fine. I'm ready to die any day. God knows me. I know I'm ready to meet my maker, bro. My life is dope. Anyway, I just had to tell you because that literally happened this morning and I almost forgot about
it. That is actually what's happening in the world. So that's news.
Yeah, that is real news. That is real news affecting us personally. All right, so let's get into our guest a little bit before we get into the topic of the day. Esme Molloy and Basil Gray. Basil, we were chatting a little bit in the lounge. You do quite a few things. You told me about your Idols experience. Tell me about Idols.
Top 16. I was on Idols last year, season 11, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it was that funny year when they did something strange and they sent a whole lot of people home on a bus for absolutely no reason.
Oh, what?
I was on that bus.
Oh, for really? No reason.
So I got a ticket, and, like, audition, made top 20.
Do you know what I think it was? They couldn't afford the Sun International Stay.
Yeah, Sun City was like, hey.
Budget.
Yeah, 100%. And then it's saying that's home. But it opened a lot of doors for me. I mean, it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
I currently have a song, a number one song on 5 with Mark Stenz. It's called Come Back Home.
Hey, what a boy. Rocking that commercial vibe, eh?
Well done. Any winning is great winning,
100%.
Right?
100%. And on top of that, like my 9-to-5, I'm a horse racing presenter.
Aight.
And the studio is literally next door.
Aight.
And that's how myself and Esme met.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
It's been love since.
It's been love. First love. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about yourself, Esme. How do you get into this game, this crazy industry?
I actually own a production company with my mother.
Oh, shout out. We're just having shout outs here today. Young people doing the damn thing. You know what it is. All right, so you're on a production company.
But you know how the hustle is.
Yeah.
When you have a business, it's very tough.
Exactly. So, you perform all the roles.
All of them.
Is it one-man band?
It's literally a one-man band.
Sister is doing it for herself.
I shoot, I edit, I do everything. I'm a production manager, I'm a producer, I do everything.
Oh, cool, man.
But yeah. That's why I had to get a side hustle.
Yeah.
And that's how I met him.
Oh, cool, man. So you guys do the horse racing. So I want to ask you about that horse presenting. Are you the guy who goes...
That's exactly what I was going
I don't know what they say.
That's not me. That's my dad. That's my dad.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, no, really.
Jeez, your mom and dad have a nice relationship.
Bars.
Hey, why? We're going to make another baby tonight.
That's some dumb shit, man.
I hate you.
Yeah, all right, cool. So together you guys are the gray area.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the gray area, what that is to you guys, and what's your plan and what your vision is with that idea.
Yeah, well, basically we want to see ourselves sitting where you're sitting right now.
All right.
And the gray area, we came up with that because, well, he's white and I'm black.
Yeah.
And... he's
middle
a man,
ground.
I'm a woman.
Yeah.
And so let's see how we think. Let's see how we think on different issues, everyday issues, how different that is because he's white and how different that is because he's a man and I'm a woman.
Mm.
Let's see the dynamic of that. Let's see how we gel. Let's fight about it.
Because it is quite a big contrast. It's literally the opposite ends of the scale.
Of the scale.
Yeah.
In every different way. And what's funny is that actually I'm your middle class or Model C type of black.
Yeah.
And...
I was about to say, because isn't your name Esme?
No.
But now
it's changed. It's changed. You know,
it's the Ron. Now listen, it's Heron.
It's Esme. It's Esme.
It's me.
Listen here. Okay. My name has a little apostrophe thing.
A copy on it.
That's how you know that.
It's yeah.
very English.
It's like Beyonce.
you're feeling me.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
You yes. got it. You got
so,
it.
So
I think what you're saying, what's different here is that Esme went to a private school.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I went to a government school. I was the only white boy literally in the entire grade.
So you're that guy. So, I know you. I've
so I was that guy. Yeah. I was that boy. And I think that's what's unique about us is, you know, many people look at a white boy and a black woman and you think it's, you almost have stereotypical roles. Yeah. However, eyes are somewhat crossed.
Yeah, it's
in
almost,
a strange way.
Almost,
yeah.
This is Eminem, bro.
I told him he looks like a rapper. He told me
like
he's
said,
a singer.
I walked lie. In, I was Rob Kardashian.
Nah, this is Bass.
Hey.
Yeah. So you guys literally, I think you cross at the apex, man, because coming from being black, you just come from a rough background automatically just because you're black.
Yeah.
And being white and being in a model, a government school puts you in the position of black people and understanding 100%. Where they come from. And you coming from the Model C era, you've already understood both. So it is a very interesting dynamic, man. And I'm keen to hear anything that you guys have to talk about.
Yeah.
So we'll go into the conversation of today, might as well. We want to talk about us as young people who've just broken into this adult world. No, it's not a porn star that I'm talking about. I'm talking about
I have so much content, bro.
I'm just saying, talking about being almost grown up. Like we literally on the cusp of having our lives settled and fully grown. I just want to know when we stopped playing, man. When we stopped becoming children. When we stopped climbing trees. Is there a particular point in our lives where this happens? Can we pinpoint it directly? Ultimately, what is it that turns us sinister and sour? Because more often than not, we are afraid to approach strangers and we treat them with fear and skepticism as opposed to love and joy and inclusion. When you were a kid and you were in the sandpit, you always had to have the people like, guys, after nap time, firstly, I think we should introduce nap time back into life.
Okay.
Like you know, the Google has pods, sleep pods in their offices. We should definitely introduce nap time into life. Everyday work. Yeah.
If the whole world were to sleep at one time, bro.
Yeah, dog. And then we come out, we go jam in the sandpit, do whatever. To a lot of people that might sound like something trivial, but I think it's deeper than just climbing trees. I think it has a lot to do with what our world does to us, how we feel about each other as a whole. Because my view on it is that ultimately, we start to see the difference in our bodies in puberty and adolescence, and we start to realize that some people and types of bodies and looks are valued more than others. You can literally make money off of what you look like. And that places you in a particular position in the world. It places you in a social class. And that's where the competition starts, and that's where envy, jealousy, these kind of things start to manifest in our society, because you have to be better than the next person. You have to do this in order to survive, as opposed to just living and being a human being. Because I think the difference is that when you're a kid, you don't have to worry about the other bullshit. Your focus is on living. So, yeah, Esme, what do you think about being a child at heart?
You know, you said something about the world making us a certain way, but I disagree. We are born into a society. We're born into a family.
Yeah.
So where are we learning this from? From the people that surround us.
Exactly.
So we shouldn't say, what has the world done to us? Or at what point are we here in the world and we turn sinister? It's We learn this.
Yeah.
It's learned behavior. You cannot just wake up and be sinister. You are taught, don't talk to strangers. Mm. You are taught, this is black, this is white.
Yeah.
You are taught everything that you know as a person. And when you get to a point where you self-actualize, where you are aware of you as a being, that is when you make your own decision about how to then unlearn everything you've learned or continue building up on that.
Yeah.
So
I like your use of the word unlearn, because we're all going through this process because we have been taught a whole lot of bullshit. And I genuinely believe that unlearning is a lot of the times more difficult than learning. And it's a real process, and it continues throughout your life. So that I do believe. But in terms of what you're taught, do we really get taught not to speak to strangers, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't teach our children to affirmatively love, to go out and share positivity consciously.
No, I disagree.
You disagree?
Yeah, because I was taught in my family.
Alright.
I was taught to love everybody, no matter the color, no creed, size, shape, whatever, bro.
Yeah.
So, I think it's also the thing of, like Esme said. Like Esme said. I think it's also the thing of your surroundings and the people you surround yourself with, you know, because if you're around negative energy, you're going to also give off negative energy, you know. You become your surroundings, you become the people that you chill with. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
And even it even shows in the household when the father comes home from work and he's angry, he lets go at the mother, who then lets go at the children, who then lets go at the child. It's the circle of life. You just transfer that negative energy. So I honestly think that, you know, it's not a thing of we don't get taught to pass on positive energy.
Yeah. And just in terms of like when we actually physically stopped like playing hide and seek and stuff, Basil, do you think you can pinpoint that to a certain time?
I think I'm going to agree with you here. I think it's definitely when image starts to matter. Like that's when you stop being a kid. And what is fueling image at the moment is social media.
Yeah.
So you got to not blame social media. You got to move on with the times. But it's definitely social media over here that's fueling to better looks. I mean, how many times do you filter your face before you post a profile picture?
Yeah.
You know?
And how many times will you post the 100%. Same picture?
And this, I mean, in our time, I was in grade 7 when I think phones started coming out. So I was like 13 or whatever. And at that point, it was still Nokia 3310. So I think we're all four part of that generation that just missed the selfies. I mean, I was looking at my baby cousin who's literally 12. She's got 2,500 followers. And you're like,
what?
Where?
That's
how?
Crazy.
So even the whole meetings, we were all taught don't speak to strangers. Where is the point that comes now? Now we have to learn, do you accept strangers? Mm. Do you follow strangers back?
Exactly.
Like that. Now that is a question in bringing our children up.
Yeah, and I must agree with that, because what I think also happened is that we've isolated ourselves using social media because it is a way of connecting to people. Definitely true, because there are a lot of people, for example, on my Twitter page who I relate to just because of what they retweet and what they tweet. You can
100%.
You can kind of get how they think, right? But essentially, we are able to control that so much, control the people who we follow, control our experience, our social experience, but that isolates us in a room. And we don't think about humanity on the broader scale. And now what I'm trying to look at is that big broad scale. When we're looking at humanity as a whole, how come it is that more often than not, I approach, and I'll speak for myself personally, I don't know about you guys, but strangers, it's a lot of skepticism. And maybe it's because when I go to the rank trying to get a taxi, I'm getting
see,
on me.
Yeah.
So something, I believe there's something that sours us a little bit. And I'm trying to make us get back to that place, man, because ultimately humanity has gone in the wrong direction. I definitely believe there's good things, but mostly we could have done better.
Yeah.
Yeah, in providing true equality, that utopic society that we all ultimately want. And I think in order to do that, we kind of have to take a few steps back and relook at what it is about our society that makes it tick.
One thing that you mentioned is this whole thing of, you know, when did we just lose the whole being a kid thing, you know, stop playing and stuff like that. There's a saying that I live by, which is, you don't get old, you don't stop playing because you get old. You get old because you stop playing.
Yeah, that youth needs to stay in you.
Yeah, I mean, just this past couple of days, close friend's birthday, Nicole Roberts. During the party there was a jumping castle, you know. And I'm looking around, I'm like, yo, jumping castle. niggas is what? Between the ages of like 19 to my age, 23. Yeah, yeah, and I'm like, but I'm also within the vibes, you know. I even got stuck on the jumping course, and I'm like, this is actually lit.
You see, genuinely inside, we still want to do those things, but there's something like, nah, I'm too cool for that shit. Nah, let me just go.
That's when it also boils down to, there's the word for it, which is, it's your own choice.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
I definitely believe that children have the ability to speak the most truth. I think children are really, really smart. They even cause awkward situations in their families. But they'll expose her.
Mommy, daddy had another woman in the car. I'll tell you, on the plane to Bloemfontein, I was sitting next to this 13-year-old girl, and she told me the most realest things in life. She also told me, so are your parents staying together? No, they're divorced. I'm like, okay, you chill. And then she's like, so what does your daddy do? You know, he doesn't have a job anymore. And I'm like, what happened? No, he got fired because of the white man. I'm like,
bars.
I'm like, tell me.
Cold-blooded.
I'm like, what exactly happened? He's like, no, he used to work at the Reserve Bank. And I'm like, whoa, this is deep.
This is
on the other side, this white man busy reading, old white dopey busy reading the newspaper. He just closes it and looks our way. And I'm like, hey, bro, I have nothing.
I did not say anything.
And she's just so chilled with making him feel uncomfortable. Yeah, and I'm like, this girl is the future.
Yeah. And there's this video that's going around on Facebook about a woke 8-year-old girl. She goes to a store. And the girl's shirts, I mean, the guy's shirts say hero, adventure, those kinds of things, while the girl's shirts say stuff like pretty and they have sparklings. And she goes in with the boss. She's like, no, why must boys be the ones who are adventurous and heroes? Why can't we? Because we're all equal. We're all as good as each other. I was like,
dude,
this is the most woke.
Can I tell you, this girl. Also, she says she doesn't want to get married. I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
So you just want to hop around for life? She's like, yeah, because, like, I like everybody. And I'm like, wow,
wow, wow. Hope is
life. Hope is life.
I'm 13.
It's Hoktober. She's got it going on. It's Hoktober. Y'all 30-year-olds, yeah, hey, right in the way.
Summer's never going to be as hot as it is in 2016, ladies and gentlemen.
You it's the year of realizing things.
Yeah, hey, man, it is, as Kylie Jenner said. And we're talking, that's exactly what I'm talking about. She's so woke. We've come into a space, and I genuinely feel like there's a dramatic shift in consciousness in our society where we don't think like the age of old. We're in a new place, and she's the perfect example, a young 13-year-old on a plane who is saying shit like she doesn't want to get married. For me too, I'm like, shout out to you. That institution of marriage is played out, man.
Honestly.
And who knows, she might just
You're
be
the same.
My wife.
Wait. Yeah. I don't believe in following society norms. Like, why must I date you, then propose, and then get married? Like, why can't I go from loving you and just getting married? Like, why do I have to follow rules that people have put in place for me? Like, I never had a decision in putting those rules in place.
Yeah. A person you
so
don't
why
know.
Must I do it?
And you don't need a ring to clarify anything. Like, okay, to show as a symbol of love, I understand, but why get the government involved in your relationship? It's like, they're not good at anything. How is this really going to work out for you, my friend? So it's those type of ideas that we're trying to change and we're trying to restructure. And that's why I want to go back to the whole idea of being a child and what that means, because a lot of my favorite philosophers, Friedrich Nietzsche, for example, says a man is best grown when he's a child at heart.
Yeah.
He's the most grown. When you can reach a place in your life where you are who you were as a child, then you've actually reached your goal in life, because the responsibilities, the duties of living have been lifted off you. That is all just a part and parcel of what you're doing here on this earth. But you don't live to live. Because that's what most people do. They'll get up and go to work and do all these things. Their lives are for them to stay alive. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Definitely.
And now we're trying to reverse that. We need to just be alive. And then everything else just becomes a part of the process. Dude, imagine if we like grew our own food and shit. And we didn't have to rely on McDonald's.
We don't have to rely on McDonald's.
Yeah.
You can grow your own food.
Exactly. But they don't teach that type of shit.
No, they don't.
They
can't do that because that's not good for capitalism.
Yeah,
then you won't buy anymore. Mm. And then how's the
they
white man?
They teach you how to make your own business so you can make the money for it.
Yeah.
They teach you how to be a capitalist.
They teach you how to be an employee.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, you touched on something very sensitive.
Exactly.
But I really think that we are, as I think a nation, as the world is moving back to back then. It's going back to seeing the important things. It's going back to being woke, all of that.
That's what being woke is. That's
paradigm
unlearning.
Shift. Exactly. It's unlearning. It's going back to the fucking basics.
And stop
complicating everything and realizing that actually I don't need a job.
Yeah.
I just need money. So if I can do something that I like and be able to make money
that's a
better life.
You've won.
That's it.
And that's the thing. Whatever you like, there is a way to make money out of it. Some people are doing that exact same thing and making money out of it. So
man.
The money excuse is a weak one. It's an excuse nonetheless. You need money to survive, obviously, but it's a weak one. It's a very weak one. So ultimately, I'm going to start jumping in castles and shit like that from now on. Climbing trees.
It's the future.
Yeah, the future. Being a child is the future.
Place that is built around trampolines. What's that place? Bounce?
Yeah, exactly.
People are making money from going back to being
a kid. It's exploding. It's a huge business at the moment. It's around the world. Dude. Everyone's doing it.
Dude.
People love being a child at the
end of
the day.
There's also like this place in Craig Old Park, Charles Restaurant, where they do comedy on Wednesday nights.
Be sure to check them out.
And the worst guys do it. I don't understand.
I heard it's fire.
It's always fire. I just don't know.
Yeah. So, we're just about to wrap up the show. We'll just go around, tell the peeps what we are getting up to as the worst guys. Because, you know, we're always busy, always on the grind, as so you should be too. So, first and foremost, performing at Giles tonight, the both of us. We have a hot-ass lineup. Dude, the craziest thing happened. I tweeted our
poster. I saw that.
And then Tetsukoza was like, can I hop on? I'm like, yo, well, world-class comedian, you can come to our show.
Larger Than Life, you can definitely jump on a stage.
You see, so the power of social media coming in there again. Literally something dope just happened there. So, yeah, Giles Restaurant tonight.
Who are we going to see?
We're going to see some funny-ass men and women. We're going to see Gilly Apter, we're gonna see Tabiso Mhlongo, now we're gonna see Tats and Konza as well, and obviously the worst guys, myself, Mark Luli,
and REHAP
gonna be in the building setting it on
fire.
That's what we do. That is our lives. That's Giles Restaurant, Craig Hall Park, 9 Grafton Avenue. Also, I'll also be performing at Parker's in Monte Cassino, which is on Friday night. That's the day before my birthday. I'm going to turn it up in there. And what else have you got going? When do we hear about Men's Health, bro?
Hey, bro, they're still on the reps. As far as I know, okay, these niggas, they just need to be smart, do the right thing. You can see Cliff Central is taking off. Now we also have a Touch Central now. Now what now?
Now why are you lying? You want more people to buy your magazine.
You know?
Get Ria Beso Sesele on the cover.
You know what I'm saying?
Hashtag it.
Even the Evox if you want to supplement.
Yeah, let's get them involved, man. So yeah, that's what we're going to do for the next week or so. The next time you'll catch us is obviously at Cliff Central every Wednesday. We make your hump day the easiest day of the week, baby. From the Cliff Central studios to the comedy at nights at Jazz, it's always off and popping. Esme Moloi, anything you'd like to say to the homies?
Follow me everywhere. Instagram, Esme Moloi. Twitter, Esme Moloi. If you're white, Esme Moloi. If you're black, Esme Moloi.
The first one was Esme. Esme.
Plug that shit. Plug your shit. What is going on with you,
and
Faisal?
Watch out for The Grey Area, please and thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
People.
Heading to Rocking the Daisies tomorrow. So time flights at 5:30.
Don't miss it.
Do not miss your flight.
I missed today's, bro.
Yeah, so I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah. And you can follow me on all social media at Basil Gray.
Basil Gray. Aye, cool, man. That's so dope chilling with you guys and talking about
this.
Because I really do believe that this is a true issue that we need to face. What are we going to do in terms of getting back to that place of true happiness, of treating people equally, even if they're strangers? You know, we don't have to treat each other with fear. We can treat each other with love instead. And yeah, we're gonna wrap out for y'all. I don't know if you guys have heard this before, but on The Worst Guys, we do The Worst Guys freestyle at the end of every show. Don't have to feel too much pressure.
It's like we got Big Pun and Foxy Brown in the building.
You don't have to feel too much pressure. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, freestyling? This is going to be insane. It's literally like talking, but there's music.
Are you going to hit it up first, or should I? Just to warm them up, and then we'll go to them.
Let me go in. Where's our beat? Yeah, let's get it going. What's happening, y'all? Y'all listening? Here we go. Man, I just almost got mugged today. But it's okay, I'm a child, I just wanna play. Climbing in the trees, eating mulberries. Cause I'm oh so wise, I'm like Socrates.
Oh,
I'm gonna keep on doing this rhyme. Cause I'm always on time, I don't miss my flight. I don't even wanna get involved, but he's shouting at me. So I say, pass the mic, yo, Ria, what's up, dog?
Yo, let me tell you about my life. Okay, alright, I'm flying SAA Express, cause I'm the best. I gotta say, whip my chest, cause I like to impress the ladies with the big titties. Although I got a little fried pretty thing on my side, I call her Hey, I ain't even gonna say her name. Ooh. Because that might just bring out the fame. Cause Ooh. We like Kim and Ye, like Ye and Kim. And soon I'ma be putting on a ring. Oh, did I put it out loud? Now I'm making my mama proud. Making the May sound in town. The worst guy's bringing the house down. You know where it's going down. 9 Grafton Avenue.
Here we go. We got you. Basil, yeah.
Chilling with the worst guys, B.I.G.
Yo.
Yeah, that is me.
Oh.
Ain't nobody say a fuck about me. I'm gonna be rocking daisies. Over to you.
Esme. What up?
All right.
Yeah.
My name is Esme. I can't rap, but I'm just gonna do this because they're really staring at me right now.
Yeah.
I'm passing the mic.
Yeah, drop the mic. So you have been chilling with the worst guys. You know what it is. We always bring the heat, man.
Words of wisdom.
The words of wisdom of today is be a child and go outside and play, man. That's the words of wisdom from the worst guys. Peace out and much love, yo. CliffCentral.com.